Pigeon Forge, Tennessee is known, in my estimation, as a dinner show capital of the United States. It has a lot of dinner shows. We recently had a chance to see some of them in Pigeon Forge. My wife's favorite dinner show, and I have to say one of my favorite shows, is the Biblical Dinner Theater that's in Pigeon Forge. And I don't know if I've got the correct name, but I have a very good Pied Piper for the show, Kyle King. And Kyle is going to share some information about one of the not-to-be-missed shows when you come to Pigeon Forge. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Terry. I am glad to be here.
So we've got to tell our listeners, what is the proper name for your dinner theater?
Yeah, you were really close. You just missed one word. It's the Biblical Times Dinner Theater.
The Biblical Times Dinner Theater. And yes, among the history of this theater, I have to tell you, listeners, it's one of the great theaters for a dinner show because it's situated where they've got a lovely seating area for everyone. And then they have these little neat things that fold out and fold back, so which allows you to go ahead and comfortably get into the seat, get out of the seat, and you can have a great meal at the same time.
Yes, sir. And that's actually one of the things that we get the most compliments about is maybe not the most compliments, but it separates us from a lot of the other maybe dinner theaters in town. A lot of times, you know, folks can go in and expect to be seated at a table, sometimes with complete strangers. And in this setting, it is kind of just set up basically like a movie theater. And each individual seat has its own meal tray that's attached right to it that you can swivel back and forth. And that allows us to bring your dinner to you on a plate, and we serve it to you hot and fresh, and you get to dine while we entertain you.
And it is a great, great meal, wonderful, comfortable seats, just a great theater for a dinner show. And Kyle, let's kind of talk a little bit about the show itself, because this is what is so impressive about the show and what you expect. It's a story of the book of Ruth. And it's kind of in two parts because the first part of the show is not the actual play with music. It's an actual Christian music concert.
Yes, and we've experimented with a few different models of our show over the course of the 8 or so years that we've been in business. And what we decided to try this year was to do that concert-style performance during the first half while our guests are eating, because we wouldn't want them to miss anything. We used to do the production earlier in the evening, and then people would miss it because they're focused on eating their food, which is a good thing. And so we decided we'd do something that was more audio. You know, you could sit back and just listen, and you don't have to necessarily watch what's going on the stage, although that is entertaining as well. But yes, and it really ties into the whole theme of the night. So even though the story of Ruth is only the second half, obviously the story of Ruth is one that focuses on a theme of redemption. And so while the first half is a concert of Southern gospel music, some traditional hymns, we've got some praise and worship songs thrown in there, there is a common thread that kind of weaves its way through to really tie it all together. And they are songs about God redeeming us and his love for us and how worthy he is to be our redeemer.
And listeners, I've got to add this to it. There's an extra little twist, because great entertainment, great music concert to start the show. It's all under the artistry of what is called in your website a state-of-the-art holographic and 3D technology. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that and doing it justice. It is the pizzazz of the entire show and the entire experience. Can you explain a little bit about what they can expect?
Sure, and so that's, again, one of the other things that really sets us apart, and this is part of the a remodel and a renovation that we have done just over the past 2 to 3 years. So even if you've been to our area before, maybe even seen one of our productions 5 or 6 years ago, we've completely changed. We've actually physically added onto the building to make it bigger. We've invested into the technology that we have, and that's what allows this 3D holographic imagery to take place around you. So when you are seated in your seats, we have a screen up on the stage behind the cast members that comes to life and allows us to project video and lyrics and just different graphics. But also, along the sides of the wall all around you, we have projections onto the screens, which creates this almost 360-degree experience that you get to take part of, and it really engages all of the senses when you come in to see one of our productions. So that's during the first half. It's a lot of just accentual graphics to help kind of go with whatever concert style song. But in the second half, during the actual production, it becomes part of the scene itself. So you have characters going up and down the walls all around you, and a lot of times people oftentimes get confused on who's a real person and who's a holographic image being shown, which is pretty cool.
Let's talk about the show, the second half. I was talking with my wife, and we were both discussing how we could best describe the play. It is biblically correct. The Book of Ruth is a short book, and it really you can see the book, and it's a great way of explaining this book in with the play and music. But I'm saying it's more of a musical, and my wife's saying no, it's more of a play that has original music to it. Can you help us with that?
That is the million-dollar question, and I to be official, I don't even know what we would characterize it as. Our writers and our producers set out to create a dramatic representation of the biblical narrative of the story of Ruth. And I will say, and I can say with great confidence, that our number one priority is to do justice to the scriptures that were written, because we believe that when God wrote his word, he did it better than we could ever do. And so we wanted to be very careful to not add to or take away from anything that's already in the story. But that being said, we did take some liberties to maybe add some context to certain scenes, and to help guests understand and maybe get a little behind the scenes look as to what might have been going on in Ruth's mind, or in the mind of Naomi or Boaz or any of the other characters. And so a lot of times, if we didn't feel that we could do that by adding script, we would maybe throw a song in there. You know, as far as we know, there's no songs actually written in the Book of Ruth. So we add some original songs that we think maybe kind of put you in the mindset of what would Ruth have been thinking in this time. And songs are such a great way to express emotion that so in a 45 to 50 minute production, we have maybe, I'd say, 5 or 6 songs in the second half. So I don't know if that classifies it as a musical or a play, but we've got a little bit of everything.
I will say it's a winner on both sides. So if you say it's one, that's fine. If you say it's the other, that's fine too. And I love the idea of the preview of the performance, giving a background of the Book of Ruth.
Yes, and then that's what, as our guests are seated, as we're filling up the theater, we consulted a lot of local pastors and church leaders in our area. And again, just to get all the sides on this, to make sure that what we were doing was as biblically accurate as we can be. But also, again, just to help tie that theme through, because it's such a beautiful story. And obviously, as Christians in today's world, it helps us to just remember how great Christ's love is for us, and how, although we were not born into the people of God, we were far from God, that because of the sacrifice that God made and his love for us, we can forever be a part of his family, and that's a beautiful truth.
Well, this is great for individuals as well as groups, and I know that you have special appearances with groups that you have coming in, because I've seen that when I was at the theater, you had some different groups that you were showing as far as coming in on a schedule, which really kind of makes a nice change of pace. And then also you have your great Christmas show.
Yes, and we've been doing the same Christmas show, I believe, for the last 6 or 7 years, or 5 or 6 years at least. But this year, we are actually currently writing a brand new Christmas production. All we know is it's going to be called The Story of Christmas, and that's about all we've got. At least that's all I know. The people who are writing it probably know a little bit more, but they haven't let me in on all those juicy details yet.
It will be a real treat for those coming for the holidays. As you know, Pigeon Forge and the area is known as one of the top events, annual events in the country. So you want to try and include that in your plans, both groups and especially individuals, as a place to go and enjoy a wonderful performance. Well, I'd like to kind of ask you, I think probably both of us agree, the best way to get information is go to that great website of yours.
Yes, and we can let folks know. You can find out more information about our pricing, all the dates of our shows, all those special events that we've got coming up. You can find all that out and more at www.biblicaltimestheater.com. And you can also find us on social media. We have a Facebook page as well as an Instagram page. You can like us and keep up with all our news and announcements that way as well.
One of the top shows, and listeners, I classify this as a must-see dinner show when you're coming to Pigeon Forge, is the Biblical Times Dinner Theater. There is good room for parking, buses. You can go there and have no problem getting a place to park, and a great opportunity to make plans to enjoy a one-of-a-kind experience that you'll find nowhere else in the country. Kyle, it's been great to talk with you. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, brother. It's an honor to come on, and I appreciate all you're doing to help get the word about our show out there. And look, we know, I always say this every night when I talk to the crowd, there's a ton of great entertainment options here, and we always consider it a true honor when folks take at least one night out of their evening and come spend it with us. So we'd love to see you.
Kyle King, great to talk with you. Remember that website, listeners. And it's great to have a chance to talk about this wonderful dinner show performance about the book of Ruth.